Commissioner, we thank you. And that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business, we have several items, looks like about nine of them this evening. Our first one is Nassau Feed and Grain Preliminary Commercial Site Plan on Nassau Road.
This is a preliminary site plan for a four-story, 60-foot-tall office and retail and storage building. It's located on 3.84 acres. The building footprint contains 35,200 square feet, and with four stories, the total square footage is 140,800 square feet. The first floor would be used for office and retail space. That contains 8,800 square feet. The other three floors would be used for climate control storage. Property is zoned C1. All the setbacks have been increased by 1 foot for each foot over the height limit of 42 feet. That meets the requirements of the current zoning ordinance. 109 parking spaces are proposed. 13 spaces are within the front yard setback, which are subject to site plan review. Ingress and egress to the site is off of Nassau Road. Project will be served by central water and sewer. Property is not located in a flood zone, and there are not any wetlands on the site. The final site plan would have to contain a landscape plan for the 20-foot highway corridor overlay zone. The site plan has been submitted to PLUS, but to my knowledge, it's not been scheduled yet, and I provided you a copy of the preliminary site plan. I would say in this case, it may be hard to, I don't know what you would actually be landscaping. It's on the sites just east of the Route 1 overpass at Nassau.
Yeah, I don't.
The ramp. So I don't, you guys, you might want to consider that, what's going to be landscaped, because no one will see it, I don't think.
Yeah, it's fairly going to be fairly well hidden to start with, so I don't know the landscape is going to be a particular priority for us, gentlemen, but.
You're talking about the 20 feet that runs right down Route 1.
Parallel, yeah.
Yeah.
Down the hill.
Getting away at sledding.
Yeah. Great.
Well, we don't have, it hasn't gone back from PLUS yet.
I've got the application. It's been submitted. I just don't think it's been scheduled yet, so we don't have any comments.
Okay.
Well, this is a preliminary plan, so.
I think.
If I might have a question for you. Is there an issue for us dealing with the 60 feet, where I know that's an issue that's coming up, you know, for the council, and whether, you know, is this going to meet the definition of public or semi-public use?
You know, I think it would, so, you know, and it's going to be, you know, I mean, so in other words, the 60 feet that's in there applies to this, and they've got the step back setbacks.
I think they've done what the,
yeah,
what the code says they have to
and
do.
The ordinance has not changed, so
yeah,
in good shape.
Because are we dealing with am I correct in that we're dealing with a four-story storage building? Is that basically what we're talking about?
First floor is office and retail space, and the second three to fourth would be climate control storage.
It's public storage. It's not private storage. So, I mean, it's open. It's open to the public for.
Similar to the storage building behind the Panera Bread on Route 1.
Yeah, Storage Solutions, I think.
Yeah.
I will tell you the same thing that I told council on that issue, is that county council has called this type of use a public use, you know, and then when you start talking about public buildings and you look at how this body's recommended things because they're public use and county council's approved them because they're public use, under that definition that's in the height ordinance, it's a public building, you know, so it falls under there, it's permitted to go to 60.
So then if council does choose to adopt an ordinance that says it's the height limit is 42 feet. This, since the application was before that change in ordinance, they can't make that retroactive. So basically, whether we like 60 feet or not, this is in compliance with the county ordinance. As as we understand it today.
What it says.
As I said, as we understand it as a commission.
It's written today.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clarify that issue because I know that's...
Yeah, no, it's a good question.
It's a smoking gun.
It's an excellent question, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. My recommendation would be for deferral until we hear back from BLUS.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on Nassau Feed and Grain preliminary commercial site plan on Nassau Road until the BLUS comments are received. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.